A federal judge handed down the maximum sentence to the two people who pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of six different children, including two young Amish girls they kidnapped last year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, they each face hundreds of years in prison.
Richard Hartounian, the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of New York, says after Thursday's sentencing, Stephen Howells and Nicole Vasey will never abuse another child again.
I've been a prosecutor for 25 years. This was one of the nastiest cases I've ever seen, one of the most horrific examples of human conduct that I can recall.
Hartounian says for 11 months in 2013 and 2014, the couple conspired to sexually exploit children to produce videos and pictures. They made arrangements with friends and family of four of the children to spend time with them. Howells sexually abused the young girls, ages 5 to 11, with Vasey also sometimes participating as the two took turns filming the abuse. Howells used his position as a registered nurse to obtain drugs such as Ambien, Versed, and Valium to sedate the girls. They planned and carried out the kidnapping of two Amish girls from their family's roadside stand in St. Lawrence County, pretending to be customers. Howells forced the children into the car, luring them with a puppy. Then Vasey drove them away. The children were restrained as captives, released in a remote location the following night, only because, as prosecutors maintain, Howells and Vasey had not yet finished constructing their soundproof room and their victims' cries would be heard. Lisa Fletcher, the lead prosecutor in the case, says the kidnapping was unusual, but it is what started the investigation that led to Thursday's sentencing.
I'm a mom. And I do this because of that. And I do this for the kids. I do it because of cases like this and days like today. I feel that in our own little way, we are making efforts to make our community safer for our kids.
U.S. District Judge Glenn Sudeby said Howells and Vasey were the threat parents worry about every day, the nightmares that never go away for children. Howells was sentenced to 580 years and Vasey was sentenced to 300 years in prison. They both also pled guilty to kidnapping in St. Lawrence County and will be sentenced there in January. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.